Good morning. This is Choices, and this is Judy Mario. Thank you so much for joining me today. We know that everything in our lives exists because we've made a choice about something, and you've made the choice to listen to my show, and I greatly, greatly appreciate it. You know, the choices that we've made in life are what have brought us to where we are today. And we have to accept the consequences of our choices, whether those are good or whether they're bad. And sometimes it's very, very hard to accept the consequences of what we've chosen to do, but we do. And, you know, too often our choices are determined by emotional attitudes and reactions to external circumstances without due regard to thoughtful decision. And one of those circumstances is our reaction to other people, to the people around us. Do you work or live with the person that makes the room better just by leaving? Well, if you do, you know what I'm talking about. We have to make a choice as to how we're going to deal with that person and their negative attitude. And yes, we all know them. We all know those people that they brighten up the room just by leaving it. You know, there are some of us who brighten it up by coming in and some who brighten it up by leaving. And we know those people who are negative, negative, negative. They complain. They whine. There's something wrong about everything. And you know that virus, that negativity can be catching. You can catch it from them if you're not totally aware of how to keep yourself positive. Because can you make their day? I don't think so. Yes, some people say, oh, you said something nice to me and you just made my day. Well, those aren't the negative ones. The negative ones, you say to them, good morning, how are you? And they say, better than nothing. Or they're in some kind of a funk all the time. They complain, they whine, they carry on. I tell you, I worked with one lady that I just don't know what you could do about her because she, she had so many complaints about everything. She had complaints about the person she lived with, complaints about the car, complaints about the weather, complaint, complaint, complaint. And it is very, very hard to be around those kind of people on a regular basis. So what can we do? Well, one of the things we can do is we can keep ourselves feeling good. Now, how do you do that? Well, you have to get up in the morning and say your affirmations to yourself and affirm that you are good and you are positive and that nothing is going to change the way you feel that day. Because all you need is one rageaholic there in your office and that person can truly ruin everything. But also remember this, a happy person can lighten the mood. So you can be that happy person. You can be the one that goes in there in the morning and says, I'm going to be positive no matter what. And what you can do is you can stay physically near this negative person, but keep yourself in your state of happiness. Keep yourself in your state of commitment, contentment. Keep yourself in humor. You know, look at the situation with humor. Don't laugh at them. Just feel humorous about some of the things that happen, but have compassion for the other person because, you know, none of us really know what that other person is going through. Sometimes people who look the most together or people who have the worst attitudes, they have something going on in their world outside of work, and it's affecting them, and that means that they act the way they do toward us because they're not feeling good about who they are. So if we can help them feel good about who they are, and I don't mean paying them compliments or going over and talking to them and saying, let me help you with your problem. No, I mean just being who you are and not changing the way that you behave. I'll give you an example. Years ago, I had a very profitable model agency in Las Vegas, and I also have a brother that had been in a lot of trouble throughout his life, and he got in a very, very bad accident, and it was a motorcycle accident, and it damaged him physically and mentally both. I mean, he lost his legs, and it crushed his spine, and it crushed his arm, and a lot of things physically were really, really wrong. And he spent almost 5 years in the hospital. And when he got out of the hospital, he came home to live with me. And he was negative, 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 negative. And one day I came home from work, and he said that he wanted to come to work in my office. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I don't know what we're going to do. But I put him to work in my office, and bless his heart, he tried. He really did. But he was so negative and nasty, it took him about a month to tell everybody in the office what was wrong with him. He just could not make himself reach out to people and be kind. And it was because he was so unhappy. He was so miserable. And he had good reason to be. He had been in this horrible accident. His life had changed. He had lost everything. He couldn't physically do things. And he was just miserable. But he was at least coming to work and trying to do his best job. But he was just grouchy and nasty. And we had another guy that worked for us by the name of Robert. And Robert used to go in every morning and speak to my brother and say, hi, how you doing? And my brother was really nasty to him. He'd call him names and tell him not to come in his office and not to breathe in his face. And Robert, every morning, he just kept going back in there, and he just kept being positive. Good morning, how are you? And go about his way, just like he did with everybody else. And after a couple months, one day he went in there and he says, good morning. And my brother started to laugh, and he said, Robert, don't you give up. And Robert says, no, you never give up on someone who's worth it, and you're worth it. And you know what? Those were the words. That was the turning point. That was what changed my brother's life, that Robert just kept going back, not out of his way, not picking on my brother, not making a deal about it, but speaking to my brother every morning the same as he spoke to everybody else in the office. And no matter how nasty my brother was, he still stick his head in and say, good morning, how are you, how are you doing, and just go on about his day. And that changed my brother's behavior eventually. I think it's called the law of displacement. There was a researcher by the name of Ludwig von Bertalanffy back in the 1800s that called it the law of displacement, that when we have like a bucket full of dirty water and we keep throwing rocks in it until the water gets higher and higher and higher and it starts to spill out. And it's kind of like that with negative people. If they have a head that's like a bucket full of dirty water, and you keep throwing these crystal rocks in, these compliments, you just every day throw one in. Hi, good morning, how are you, nice to see you. Just throw a little compliment in there every day. What happens is the negativity gets higher and higher and higher. The person gets nastier, but it gets higher, and then eventually it spills out, and there's no more negativity to spill out. And that's what happened with my brother. You can look that up if you want. It's called the law of displacement. And with my brother, you see, he changed. He got to where he expected Robert to come in and say good things to him. And then he got to where he would at least grumble something back, like good morning, until one day he said to Robert, Robert, don't you ever give up. And Robert said, you never give up on someone who's worth it, and you're worth it. And I have to tell you, that's the day I saw my brother's attitude and his disposition start to change, and he became more positive. And if you had met my brother any time in the last few years, you would have wondered if he had ever been negative, because he became one of the most positive people around. And we can help other people do that, but not by trying to fix them, not by going out of our way to be overly nice to them, but just simply by treating them like we treat other people. So we need to learn, are we reacting to other people? Are we responding to other people? And is there anything that you can do to keep the negativity from affecting you? Well, of course there is. You know, you get up in the morning, you say your affirmations. What's an affirmation? It's a statement that you make to yourself that says, I'm powerful, I'm effective. It's like a positive statement that you say to yourself, whereby what you're doing is you are affirming. affirming that all is well. You're affirming. So whenever you use the words I am, you put a positive word with it, and you affirm that everything is well with you that day. I do it every day. I get up in the morning and I say to myself, I'm powerful, I'm effective, I'm good at what I do. People like me and I like people. This is a good day. And that affirms that this is a good day. If I'm going out to do a speech, I say, this audience is going to love me. They're going to love me. I have to affirm that because that gives me positive energy. It helps me deal with the negativity. It helps me stay happy. And I am a happy person. Now, ask yourself, are you a happy person? If you're not, why not? Because you see, happiness is a choice. And happiness is a decision. So you can make that decision to be happy no matter what's going on in your life and no matter who's around you. You may not be able to make someone's day, but if you stay physically near that person and you stay positive, it is going to rub off on them one way or another. Refuse to let go of your good mood. You know, if you have a good mood, you keep it there. You don't have to say or do anything to anybody. You just say positive affirmations to yourself. Really, it'll make your day to see how easily you can make someone else's day. This is Judy Morio, and you are listening to Choices. And our topic today is, can you make someone's day? Can you make someone else's day for them? Thank you for joining me. And I want you to know that we have a free newsletter that you can get if you go over to judymorio.com and sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get that every single month, and it'll have positive statements in it, and it will always tell you when our new magazine is coming out. Our Choices magazine is available 4 times a year. You get that free of charge at choicesonlinemedia.com, or while you're over at judymorio.com, you just click on the button that takes you to choicesonlinemedia.com, and you can sign right up to get that magazine sent right into your inbox, and you'll get some wonderful positive stories and articles from some of the best writers and speakers on positive mental attitude in the country. So do that. Go over there and sign up for the newsletter, because we'd love to keep in touch with you on a regular basis. And listeners, every show I do comes from you, and the things that you've told me are important to you. So I want to be sure that we talk about what's on your mind. So write to me, Judy@judymorio.com. And remember, I spell my name with an I. It's Judy@judymorio.com. So write to me and let me know what you want to hear about. Today we are talking about, can you make someone else's day? And what I mean by that is, if you work with a person that makes the room better just by leaving, what can you do? What can you do? Can you give them enough positive attention to make their day? Maybe, maybe not. But you see, if you are thinking, oh, that's too much work, well, you might want to just think about some of the things that you can do. See, understanding why someone is consistently negative is one of the first steps in helping them change their attitude. As I said before, it's just not possible to know what's going on in another person's life. So we may have to extend the benefit of the doubt that something is going on in their life that's making them unhappy, and just let it go with that. We don't have to react to them. We can just keep ourselves positive. We don't want to let the behavior of other people limit us. See, another thing that you can do is you can pretend that people love you. You know, when you walk into a room, know that everyone in that room just loves you. And maybe they don't know it yet. Maybe they don't realize it yet. But know that they love you, that they need what it is you have, and that they are going to get positive energy from you. I do that for myself whenever I have speaking engagements. I just tell myself that that audience is going to love me, that I'm going to go in there and give them everything I can. I'm going to give them as much content as I possibly can so that they are going to feel like, yes, my time was used well, I'm glad I was here, and they can walk away from there feeling really good about who they are. And when they feel good about who they are, then they're going to like me as well. They're going to like me as well. And that's the thing. If you pretend that other people love you, wow, you'd be amazed at how they turn around and they do. If you pretend that other people love you, you put this look on your face like you love them. You put a smile on your face and you smile at them and you smile at them with your eyes as well as with your mouth. And you don't worry about whether they feel criticism for you or whether they're going to reject you. You just send some love to them. And it's amazing. It's amazing how much they're going to send love back. See, if you interact with people with love, they feel it. They feel it. So think about it. If you were really liking that person that is difficult, that person that is hard to be around, if you really liked them, how would you behave? How would you behave? So act like that. Act like you would if you really liked them. And you can do it without getting up out of your seat. Just pretend someone loves you right where you sit, right where you are, and begin your day making that spiral of love, and then reach out to that other person as though they were somebody that you really, really liked. A third thing you can do is stop worrying about everyone. Stop trying to take care of everyone. I worked with a lady that, bless her heart, she just took care of everybody to the point that she didn't take care of herself. She was so busy taking care of people. She's a real caretaker and one of those people that you really, really appreciate because she will do just about anything for you. And the problem is that she wore herself out. She got so stressed by taking care of everybody else that she got to where she snapped at people. She was angry with people. She was angry about the fact that she didn't get the things that she wanted or get to do the things that she wanted to do or go to places that she wanted to go or have people take care of her. And it's because she's the one that made the habit of taking care of everybody else to the point that they expected it. And if you're going to do for everyone, do, you're going to do until they expect it, and then you can't expect them to turn around and start taking care of you because that's not the way it happens. And then basically, she's become a rageaholic. Did you ever hear that word before? I like it. Rageaholic. Because she's addicted to rage. I mean, she flips out. It's amazing. I saw her flip out recently at a man working a booth at the airport, and I was just, wow, she gave me a ride to the airport, and she took a wrong turn and ended up having to come out the area where the man was working in the booth, and he wasn't moving fast enough with the person in the car in front of us, and so she started hanging out the window and yelling at him and screaming, and when we pulled up, he was trying to tell her that the lady in front was a senior citizen, and he was trying to help her, and this woman was just flipped out, screaming and yelling at him and telling him to raise the bar or she was going to run through it, and I'd never seen anything quite like that in my life. I thought, wow, I got to sit here and keep my mouth shut because you don't know what's going to happen when somebody flips out like that. So remember that love and worry are not the same thing. If you're so busy worrying about somebody else and you want to take care of every little thing for them, that's not your job. Your job is to love someone. Your job is just like to reach out to them. So replace the worry, replace the taking care of other people with something like being pleasant or being happy or just speaking to someone, or maybe bringing them a flower, or, you know, just something simple. It doesn't have to cost money, and you're not responsible for them or their attitude. Remember that. They are responsible for themselves and their attitude. And, you know, if you're going to gossip, gossip positively. If you're going to talk about somebody, talk about them in a positive way. So don't go off into the break room and talk about this person who's maybe unhappy or who's negative or who's complaining about things and making your day rough. You know, gossip positive. Have something nice to say about people. Our mothers all told us that when we were children, didn't they? If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything. But it's so hard. And you know, some people really like gossip. They just get caught up in it, and they just love it. In fact, I had a woman come up to me at a speakers association not too long ago, and she said, I know you don't like gossip, but I just have to tell you this. And she started telling me this piece of gossip. And I said to her, if you know I don't like gossip, why would you come and do that? She said, because I love it. And that's the truth. She loved it. She is one of the most negative people I know on a regular basis. She finds everything that's wrong with everybody. She speaks up about what's wrong with everybody. And she sometimes will sit while there's another speaker talking, and she'll whisper to the person next to her about all the things that's wrong with that speaker. And then she wonders why people don't like her, because she's gossiping in a negative way. Gossip positive. You know, yes, say positive things to people. That's important. But when you say a positive thing about a person to someone else and they hear it or they get that feedback, wow, it's amazing how it helps their self-esteem, how it helps them feel better when they know that someone said something about them that they didn't know would get back to them. Because it is so exciting when you realize that somebody admires you, that somebody admires you. So admire people loudly to third parties, especially when you know the other person is eavesdropping or listening. You know, just say something really good about the other person as though you don't know that they're there. And gossip positively. That is so important. One of the things I did with one of the ladies that I worked with that was so kind of negative about so many things is I helped her play hooky. Now, I'm the boss, so it's okay for me to do that since I'm paying for her time. So I said to her, let's have senior ditch day because we're both senior citizens. We're both over the age of 50. And I said, let's have senior ditch day, because when we were in high school, people used to have senior ditch day. You know, they would just take off and nobody would know where they went, and they ditched school and did something that they thought was fun. So I started doing that with this employee once a month. We started having senior ditch day. And I want to tell you, it made a major difference in her attitude, because we would go out somewhere to lunch. We would maybe go to the beach and take a walk. We would spend time. And during that time, I listened to her. I let her do a lot of the talking, and I listened to her about what was going on in her life. And sometimes these people just need someone to listen. They need someone to hear them. They need someone to acknowledge that they are there. And so I found that Senior Ditch Day was one of the best things that I could possibly do with one of my employees, because she wasn't expected to work that day. There was no stress on her. We were just out to enjoy ourselves, to relax. And that's so important. Sometimes some of these negative people don't know how to relax. They have so much stress, or they have so much burden piled on top of them, they don't know how to relax. And perhaps if it's one of these people who takes care of everybody, they've just been taking care of everybody else for so long, they don't know how to take care of themselves. And so it's important for us to show them how they can take care of themselves. And this is another case of an opportunity, like we said in the beginning, that you can just be around the person and be pleasant and know that you're not going to let them ruin your day in any way. And Senior Ditch Day brought this woman and I together as colleagues, because when we were more relaxed, we could talk about situations from work that needed both of our input, that needed creativity. And this woman is so creative, and she's such an incredible writer that I need her. I need to work with her. I need her positive energy. And when I could get her over where she's thinking positive, where she's being more positive, where she's concentrating on accomplishing something instead of concentrating on what's going wrong in her life, wow, there was a big change. It was a big, big change. And that's what happens. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. And our topic today is, can you make another person's day? We haven't decided, have we? Well, maybe we can, and maybe we can't. But what we can do is not let them ruin our day. Not let them ruin our day. We need to learn how to stay positive. And we can do that by saying our affirmations in the morning. And you know, you can say your affirmations throughout the day as well. You can also use your visualization techniques. Visualize yourself, in other words, see in your mind that this other person cares about you. See in your mind that you're having a cooperative interchange, that you're having good communication. See in your mind that you have a positive outcome. That's what visualization is. And when you can visualize yourself getting along with that other person, when you can visualize yourself having rapport with that person, having good conversations with that person, and when you make the effort to reach out to them, you can indeed make their day as well as your own. We don't want to let the behavior of other people limit us. That's the biggest thing we have to think about. Don't let other people's behavior internalize. You don't want to take it internally. How they behave is their issue. Whether or not it affects you is your issue. You know, what somebody says is not as important as how you take it. Let's say the person came up to you and said, you're stupid and you're dumb. Now, if you respected the person and you thought they were really smart and you thought they knew what they were talking about and they said, you're stupid and you're dumb, you might internalize that and be hurt by it. But now, if that person is somebody you regard as being really stupid and dumb themselves, you probably won't internalize that at all. So it's not a matter of what people say to you or what people do to you. It's what you think about what they say to you and what you think about what they do to you and how you respond to it. And you want to learn that what they say and do is not near as important as what you say and do. All of us brighten the room, some when they come in, and others when they leave. Let's make sure that you and I are the kind of person that brighten the room when we enter. That people say, wow, I'm glad to see her or I'm glad to see him come through that door. It's nice to work with them. This is Judy Mario and this is Choices. Thank you for joining me today. You can always find me at judymario.com. And always, always, always remember, you are more than enough.